fuddy-duddy fiddlesticks for Johnny Five. The old Cajun wore a fedora and a suit coat over a V-neck tee, slacks with suspenders, loud argyle socks, and scuffed up wingtips. He was brown by the sun and his mama. He was African with nappy hair, carried a harmonica in his jacket, and a bandana stuffed in his back pocket. He drank no water but sweat away bourbon. Louisiana swelt smelt like jambalaya. Clop, clip-puck, clop, clip-puck. His cane was style and utility. The hoodlum boys called him Limpy, but he ain't never heard them sassins. His tone was molasses, baritone, saxophone, smooth like candy berries, sautéed in brown sugar over an old flame. Clop, clip-puck. Clop, clip-puck. Like stocking goat hooves, his balking days were done, throwing bones from a bowl, jazzy gaping tooths that clipped the tip of home-rolled cigars. Puff, puff, like a slow-rolling choo-choo-cha. He says, slumping in his rocker, front porch living, piping on his jaw, hot blues in a way, humid afternoons. He knows that old magic, the one that Desiree loved. It was music, man. It was the bayou in the back room under mossy cypress canopies, Louisiana, his darling, through and through. Mr. Cookin' Most. We used that magic heart to rapture and draw them near, tea and bourbon and lemon rinds in a cool punch bowl. Serve themselves until the sweet girls make the lamppost papers. But no one ever suspect old fuddy-duddy fiddlesticks could ever do what he do.